Welcome to the September 9th Armed American Radio broadcast. It was a mega feast of training this week on Armed American Radio. Huge program with Wes Doss, Masad Ayoub, retired Navy SEAL Larry Yatch, and of course regular contributor Rob Pincus. Make sure to pick up the Conceal and Carry 3-DVD set with Rob at a promotional price for AAR fans only at armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. You'll learn combat focus shooting, advanced pistol handling, and defensive firearm use in public. To pick up your 3-DVD set, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Also, make sure to pick up your free reports at freehomedefense.com and howtogetaconcealedcarrypermit.com. Enjoy this week's show. See you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Welcome to the broadcast. Great to have you here. It's going to be another good one. I said that with such confidence, didn't I, Shanto? Do you know why I said that with confidence?
Why did you say that with confidence?
Because I'm confident of it.
Oh, here we go.
Well,
is there another blue moon this weekend? Or?
No. Listen, I have anybody who stomached that clown posse, okay, down in Charlotte. I love going to Charlotte. Great town. Been to the – it was interesting. You know, Fox and Friends was filming in front of the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Which is right there in downtown Charlotte.
That's
not
right.
What you would normally think of when you think of that clown posse coming to town.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out myself.
All right, and congratulations to the 12 who made the chase. Dynamite race in Richmond the other day. Just absolutely beautiful. I actually stayed up and watched the whole thing until about 1:35. But there are some quotes. I asked during the last hour if you have not yet or recently read, the Declaration of Independence. I ask that you do that.
Yes, definitely.
When you put it in perspective with today's politics, it will astonish you. If you don't think that the men who wrote our Constitution, who debated it in the 1700s, who put it on paper and signed it, were brilliant, you need to go back and read this.
Oh,
I'm sure many of you haven't, but the Declaration of Independence is beautifully written, and it is incredibly prophetic when you look at today's events. Take a listen to this quote from Ben Franklin. Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Our Constitution, Democrats need to pay careful attention to this. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That's John Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And I could go on and on and on, and I will later in the show. But right now, I want to bring to you regular contributor, my friend and your friend, and someone who may still be down in Orlando. I'll have to check. Rob Pincus, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, man. No, I made it back early this morning. I actually got up and left, and the first of my three trips to Florida are done. Back in Ohio. How you doing?
You're already back in Ohio? You were just teaching the virtual class yesterday at the Gander Mountain Academy, where you and I will be back again in 2 weeks, the 22nd, 23rd.
Yep. Yeah, I've got three trips to Florida this this month alone. And that first one, man, I tell you, the class went great yesterday. It's the second time we've done a broadcast
right.
class. You know, you were originally a little over a year ago the one who turned me on to the Gander Mountain Academies
right.
In general. And, man, it's been great. We had a dozens of people in across five different states yesterday. You know, the broadcast class works with me in the classroom lecturing, and then we split up and we go to our ranges at our respective facilities, and some of the Gander Mountain Academy staff that's been certified to teach our Introduction to Defensive Handguns class joins me. We call it the Dynamic Defensive Handguns class, and it's a busy full day of training. People got a lot of – I've actually gotten several emails today from people who were there yesterday who kind of spent some time processing the information and going over it. And it's just – it's a good time, and we're going to do it again on December 1st.
Yeah, you know, I'm proud of that because I remember getting the email and then followed up by the phone call with you. Hey, dude, can you hook me up with these guys up there? And to see what you've done there is just it's just been amazing in such a short period of time.
Well, it's a great team to work with. You know, Chris Drulik and Billy Heave, especially the guy leading the show with the training staff there, and he's, you know, he now is the number one guy in the industry when it comes to bridging live fire with laser training, with the virtual ranges, with the scenario training. You know, he's living it every day. He's got the best facilities in the world to do it, to bridge that gap and to see how those things work together. And he's working with a great staff there to figure out how to do it at the highest levels for all levels of customers. You know, whether it's somebody wants to come in and just kind of relax and do some recreational shooting, or it is people like were participating in our classes yesterday. People were very, very serious about personal defense.
Now, there were, what, six academies involved yesterday?
We actually, there were six academies. We ran at five of them yesterday. So we had five looped in, Texas, Kansas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and, of course, I was in Florida.
Right.
So we had five of the academies linked in. We'll have all six up and running in December. And, you know, there was limited space. So we had a couple of the academies were full. A couple of the academies still had a couple extra spots. But we think December 1st we're probably going to end up, especially with this Concealed Carry Expo that we're doing at the end of the month and the buzz we've gotten from this class this weekend. People should definitely look into that sooner rather than later if they're interested in joining at any of the locations on December 1st.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know, please, I'll say this again, and you'll hear me repeat this hour after hour here on Armed American Radio, particularly with Rob on the show. Make sure you set some time off in your schedule. In particular, those of you in Central Florida, anywhere in Florida that are within driving distance, it's open to anybody in the country. Hop on a flight. Get a cheap flight. Come down to Orlando. Meet me and Rob the 22nd and 23rd of September in just a couple of weeks. And we're going to have a great time. Come out and shake our paws. Tell us you like the show. Tell us you hate the show. Whatever you do, just come on out. There's going to be, I think, what now, over 40 vendors, Rob. It's getting bigger every day, and we're looking forward to it. Sean is going to be there. An awful lot of fun. Sean... Go ahead.
There's no excuse. I'm driving from Texas.
You're absolutely correct. If people want to come out and meet you, they need to come down to the Gander Mountain Concealed Carry Expo and really have a great time. Take the Florida class for $99 and get your reciprocity with over 34 states. Rob, has that number gone up with the Florida permit? Do you know?
No, I think that's still an accurate number.
34 is right.
It's a permit that I rely on when I travel around. It's definitely a great one to have. So.
Yeah, it gives you reciprocity with 34 states across the country and, you know, heck, the other 16 states, you probably don't want to go there anyway, right? I don't know. Maybe Sean does.
I think what it comes down to is basically there are very few states that do allow the use of an out-of-state permit that don't allow Florida. I think that's the best way to explain
it. That is a good way to say it.
Some states that don't accept anybody's other permit. I think Oregon's one of them. There's some states that don't, you know, obviously like Illinois is a problem. There's some states that barely hand out any permits inside of their borders, you know, New Jersey, for example.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Those ones are kind of off anyway. But the ones that you can carry in Florida is obviously respected in most of them.
Yeah, no question about it. If you've got your own home state permit, if you're lucky enough to be in a state, well, if you're lucky enough to have a permit in the 49 states that offer some form of permits and you combine that with a Florida and or a Utah, you're in pretty tall cotton. You've got about the best reciprocity you can get in line of any permit combination across the country. Rob, you had, and I we've got enough time to go into this. Tell me something about Recoil Magazine here. You sent me this link today, and I read through these things, and I went back to them again. I saw you get a little bit fired up here. You want to explain what happened here?
Incredulous, you know, like that's the only word that works. Recoil Magazine, I had high hopes for it. It was kind of flashy, kind of a different approach to the traditional gun magazine, you know, more like a Wired or maybe even, you know, a Maxim without the half-naked women all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of a hipper, cooler approach, and it certainly appealed to, you know, what and not in a negative way, but, you know, quote-unquote, the fanboys kind of side, the younger kind of trendier, hipper, flashier side of the industry, the guys that want to know what's the newest, coolest custom, you know, AR, what's the newest, coolest gadget, you know, some of the higher-end training, the kind of guys who may enjoy putting on full kit and going to a military-esque rifle class, even though they're not in the military and they don't do that. So kind of like, you know, you got a real group of shooters and people in the industry who were being served by that magazine, and the magazine had some good articles that actually had some interesting training information, but mostly it was a gear and gadget kind of thing, and it was kind of cool to look at. But unfortunately, they have an issue that just has gone out to subscribers, and I think hits the newsstands. If it didn't hit this weekend, it hits very soon, their fourth issue, where they talk about the MP7 with H&K and make a statement to the effect in that review article that it's a good thing that civilians can't, you know, quote unquote, get their hands on this kind of firepower, this gun. Yeah. And that's just an odd thing to say about a gun that is, you know, essentially no more dangerous or to a police officer than a hunting rifle, maybe less so in a lot of cases. And it was really written very oddly, and a lot of people called the magazine out on its subscribers, and it started hitting the internet. I became aware of it, started calling the magazine out on it. Kind of, why would you, as a gun magazine supported by the gun industry with nothing but advertisers, you know, from the gun industry keeping you guys in print, why would you suggest that there's any firearm? Because here's the crux of it. Any firearm that doesn't have a sporting purpose. You know, we've been through this before in the industry.
Right.
When someone opines about black guns not having a sporting purpose, that's supposed to be the anti-gunners. That's supposed to be the gun control advocates. That's supposed to be the uneducated. Well, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the name correctly, but I'm going to go with Jerry Tsai, T-S-A-I, the editor, tried to explain his comments, and instead of a complete retraction or an apology or a, hey, sorry, we goofed up, we were way offline, he instead tried to justify the statements in an official, or justify that statement in an official, you know, explanation, where he explained that he's going to stand by his statements, and he actually tried to hide behind the uniforms of police officers and say, you know, well, this could really pose a danger if it, quote-unquote, got into the wrong hands.
All right, hold that thought right there, because when we come back, I want to actually go over some of the quotes from a post that you wrote, I think are very telling, about firearms in general.
You got it.
When we come back, right after these messages with Rob Pincus. Don't go away. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed, to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters here in the Talk 920 studios of WGKA. Radio, baby, that resonates. You know what I'm talking about. Chantel, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Penny Gun Auction, brother. PennyGunAuction.com. I got some information from the owners just the other day.
Uh-huh.
And the servers are just about done being tested. We're going to be ready to rock and roll on that live auction that's going to go off right here while we're live on the air.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Going to auction off a car, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Going to be the car 380. We're going to auction that off, and we're going to follow that auction live on the air. Make sure to head over to PennyGunAuction.com. Sign up for free. It's free. You don't have to give a credit card. It's literally free. Sign up, register for nothing. Use the promo code AARPOD, AARPOD, and get 20 free bids. Literally free. You might win that gun with one of those 20 bids. It's an awful lot of fun. Welcome back to the show. Rob Pincus, I want to start with this. We were talking about that irresponsible comment from Recoil Magazine. I was kind of blown away when I read this. So I'm going to start with this. Like we mentioned before, the MP7A1 is unavailable to civilians and for good reason. We all know that's technology no civvies should ever get to lay their hands on. This is a purpose-built weapon with no sporting applications to speak of. It is made to put down scumbags, and that's it. Now, your response on that was exactly what I would expect from you. The ignorance of that statement is amazing to me. In case the magazine didn't notice, the only reason Glocks, M&Ps, and probably most, we've shrink that font, there it is, and probably most of the guns that are paying for advertising space in Recoil are built is to put down bad guys. People may find sporting purposes for them, but gun games aren't why they exist. If Wired or Maxim had said what they said, I wouldn't care. A gun magazine should have known better. The vast majority of firearms that have been designed and built in the history of the tool have been built for defensive or offensive use. Regardless of the intended role, military, law enforcement, or civilian, the overwhelming majority of firearms on shelves in gun shops and shown in the pages of that now incredibly disappointing magazine are designed for use by people against people. Rob, there's nothing false about that.
No, and it's funny. I've actually gotten a couple of people who said, oh, my God, Rob Pincus is giving the antis the ammunition they need. Well, you know, if anybody woke up this morning and had to learn that firearms were tools of defense and you learned it from my post to Recoil Magazine, you know, there's no Santa Claus. You know, I don't say I get the whole shooting sports thing, and obviously there's political and marketing reasons to do that for certain firearms at certain times and certain places, but you know, let's not let it be when we talk about guns. You know, I lived through that in the 90s when you'd go to, like, SHOT Show, the industry show, and, you know, full auto stuff had to be hidden. I mean, automatic knives at one point had to be hidden on the floor of the National Shooting Sports Foundation's SHOT Show. You know, we've really grown to accept and acknowledge the fact and really champion the fact that the Second Amendment isn't about sporting use, and firearms are one of the primary reasons for firearms ownership in the United States today. It's for personal defense.
That's right.
So to take a giant step backwards with Recoil Magazine and get back into this, Brady Band era of, well, it's for sporting purpose or it's not for sporting purpose, to get into that gun isn't good for hunting, so it really has no place in the world. It doesn't make any sense, and I think that's, here's the problem. But the quote that you read isn't really the worst part. The worst part is the attempted explanation by the editor of the magazine, where he really just reiterates the same thing and tries to justify the position. So there wasn't a – and that's really when I think the firestorm on the Internet was created, and that's when people started, canceling subscriptions, and where at least one advertiser has already pulled their advertising, and I'm imagining they're not going to be the only ones to do it. So – it's unfortunate. It's not the way I wanted to spend my day on the Internet thinking about guns and talking about guns, but it is important that people, let Recoil Magazine know very simply by contacting the advertisers that advertise in the magazine that we don't really care if a gun has a sporting purpose or not. And the legality issues or the policy issues of H&K, I get it. I understand why the MP7 is not available for civilian sale in the U.S., but to take the position that that's okay because it doesn't have a quote-unquote sporting purpose is ludicrous.
I think it's important you point out why it's not available for civilians in the U.S. You want to tell us why?
Well, it's a select fire gun manufactured after 1986. The 1989, there's there are no samples in the U.S. that are transferable under law. There's also a legal issue inside of Germany that has to do with H&K exporting that gun for civilian use. There's a policy at H&K about using that firearm. Now, FN makes a very similar a firearm that fires a very similar round, and they have made a civilian version of the round that shoots the 5.7 millimeter round. Now, I've shot the MP7. I've used the MP7. Students of mine that use it on some military teams, I've shot it. I've shot it in Germany. I even shot the prototype handgun almost a decade ago now, the middle of the 2000s. Shot the prototype handgun that shoots the 4.6. It's a cool tool, and it's a lot of fun. And as I said in my open letter, I'd probably go out and buy one, even at retail H&K prices, just to have one, because it is a fun gun to shoot. But certainly it's not built for fun. And the training we were doing with it obviously wasn't designed around fun with guns either.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, let's make a comparison with the FN 5.7. What's the difference? Because we heard the same type of garbage, but we heard it from the left. We didn't hear it from a gun magazine.
Exactly. That's just it. Again, if the justification that the editor tried to use, well, it could pose a threat to police officers because it will penetrate body armor at hundreds of yards. Well, so will a 30-06 deer rifle. Should we ban those next? I mean, the logic is the gun control logic. The explanation is the gun control explanation.
Right. Very well said, because that is the argument we hear. Well, of course guns are powerful. That's what they are. They when they say high powered, that always astonishes me. But all right, listen, we've got about 3 minutes left before we take a break and end the
tip
segment
of the week
with you. Go right ahead.
All right, here we go. Tip of the week, Personal Defense Network tip of the week. I think we missed last week, so I'm going to make sure we get it in this time. And what I want to tell everybody that they need to do this week is take 5 minutes out of your day and do something to enhance your understanding of personal defense training, the tools, the tactics, the techniques. Do something 5 minutes a day, whether that's sit in a corner and think about your last range session and do some mental reps. Mental repetitions are great. If you think about exactly how you did something when it worked, if you think about a perfect draw, a perfect presentation, a perfect extension, a good rapid-fire string into a, 8-inch circle at 10 or 15 feet, if you think about that and visualize that, that can actually help you reinforce the skill. It's not as good as getting out there on the range, but at least spend a few minutes thinking about it. Maybe you're going to hit the Internet. Obviously, you could go to personaldefensenetwork.com. You could go to any of the websites that have a plethora of information, any of the training company websites. Almost every one of the top training company websites is a little more than a training calendar and a contact link. There's almost always going to be articles or videos. Most of the top-level trainers have YouTube channels. The training companies have YouTube channels. You can go check them out. You can go to the Facebook pages and see what the conversations are going on. Take 5 minutes to maybe read through a magazine, probably not Recoil Magazine, but read through a magazine and read a training article. Read an article, read a review of someone's training class. Think about the issues that are being addressed. Maybe go to your gun safe and, lay 3 or 4 guns out, make sure they're clear, make sure you're in a safe area, and, go ahead and get your hands on them and think about which type of firearm that you own fits your hand best to be the most efficient to use your personal defense.
Perfect timing, Rob. I need you to hold on to that, ladies and gentlemen. Tip of the week from Rob Pincus. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
These days, are you tempted to visit the same old mattress store in search of the same old bed not designed for your body just because it's on sale? Well, now you can discover a mattress that adjusts every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed. It's the Sleep Number bed. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store where right now it's their biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number bed has improved my sleep. I sleep much better with that firm setting. My number is about 95 or 100. Mrs. Bennett's number is, well, you know I won't tell you. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firm. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Right now, hurry in for the final days of their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. And save an incredible 40% on the innovative Silver Edition bed set, but only while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again is 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed to the Armed American Radio Network. Learning from the founders. The power under the Constitution will always be in the people. Will always be in the people. It is entrusted for certain defined purposes and for a certain limited period to representatives of their own choosing, and whenever it is executed contrary to their interest or not agreeable to their wishes, their servants can and undoubtedly will be recalled. George Washington said that. Again, if you haven't read these words, please do so as we approach this election. Contrast that to the "we belong to the government" that you heard coming out of the Clown Posse Expo in Charlotte. Yeah, we belong to the government. Whew, man, welcome back to the show. Shanto, how you doing, my man?
We belong to who?
We belong to the government.
Yeah, Sean Young government. That's who I belong to myself.
I knew I could count on you. I know you're a professional. Very quickly, before we go to Masad Ayoub, he's so good. I love it when Masad is on the show. Rob, I want to finish up with you. Thank you for sticking through here. You know I trust you, man. I just didn't know if you could hear that feed.
I know. Sometimes I miss it. I was trying to wrap it up. I think that's it. You know, just take that 5 minutes and you know, Ken Murray has a great new book he's working on, a program called 10-Minute Warrior, and he kind of shares the whole thing. So in anticipation of that book coming out, I'm asking people to take a half step and just do 5 minutes a day, you know, this week and see if it sticks. You know, just check something out, check out some information. I know you got Masad coming on. I think we talked recently. I got to take his MAG 20 class,
right.
Class I highly recommend to anyone and everyone. In fact, he and I did a little promo video after the class. Unfortunately, there was so much wind noise on the video, I couldn't use it, but I've still been trying to spread the word as much as I can that it's a great class to take, and obviously spending time with Mas is going to result in you understanding the use of lethal force and the potential ramifications thereof at a much higher level, and that 20-hour course is awesome.
You want to stick around and get an education while Masad's on?
I'll sit around and listen for a little while. How about that?
Sounds good to me. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Masad Ayoub, the master of self-defense, good friend of mine and good friend of the program. Masad, it's always great to have you here. How are you today?
Hey, doing good, brother. Good to be back with you and Rob.
Great to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about that MAG 20, MAG 40. You and I had some exchanges back. I wanted to get down to your class down in Live Oak in October. That class was full, so we're going to go to the class in February. We're already signed up and ready to rock and roll there. The difference between the MAG 20 and the MAG 40, Masad, Rob told us a little bit about he taking the MAG 20 class, the judicial use of force. Tell us about that class and then how you combine it in the 40.
Okay, well, first, the judicious use of deadly force class is entirely classroom. It's an immersion course in the legal and ethical parameters of the use of deadly force with a lot of the tactical elements thrown in. The MAG 40, the numbers come from the number of hours per class, will also encompass live fire. So it's frankly a more fun class because, you know, we can get them up off their butts every few hours and
right.
Up to the range. When they're getting a little fatigued on the range, we can bring them in to sit down for classroom. And it's a little bit more ambient.
Okay, so you intersperse the 20 and the 40 together.
Yeah, when the venue allows. Now,
right.
Occasionally we find a place where we've got a decent range that doesn't have a facility that can serve as a classroom. And what we might do there would be 2 days in a classroom setting, like, say, a hotel conference room, and then 2 days on the range. So essentially that would be two MAG 20s, MAG 20 classroom plus MAG 20 range, which taken together or separately once you've done the final exam and the shooting qualification equal a MAG 40.
All right, so, and of course, MAG being Masad Ayoub Group.
Correct.
See how that works, Sean?
Yes.
You need to take that class with me in February, the MAG 40.
I might do that. I was thinking about that.
We're going to get you down to Orlando. We're going to get you out to Live Oak. It's a straight shot out I-10 for you. Rob's taking it. Rob, is your phone still alive?
I'm still alive. I think so.
Have you taken the MAG 40 as well, or did you do the 20?
I haven't had a chance. I've only done the 20. Of course, I've heard a lot of great reviews from the 40. I have no doubt that it's time well spent as well. The 40, the immersion class, you know, for me, the information that comes out of that is so unique and so awesome. I realize not everybody has a chance to you know, spend the full 40 hours with Moss. And if they can get to the 20, I think they're going to get a lot out of it. If they get to the 40, all the better.
All right. Now, Masad, you said that 20 is all classroom. I want people to understand. What do they get in that 20 hours? You immerse them in what?
Basically, we try to go beyond law school in the teaching of deadly force. And over the decades, every single judge and attorney who's taken the class has agreed that we did. We just finished one a little less than an hour ago tonight in Saukville, Wisconsin. And we had a law professor from Chicago and an attorney from the Midwest, and they both agreed on that. We try to cover the psychological elements, the emotional elements of both preparing for a violent encounter and literally a near-death experience, and the coping with the aftermath of having had to use deadly force in and of itself. And we go very heavily into the courtroom aftermath, both criminal and civil. We take the same approach that we do to training them for the street. My first rule is be able to predict where the attack is going to come and have a proven counterattack already in place and poised for launch. Whether it's a guy pulling a knife on the street or a surprise question on cross-examination, you're not going to have time to figure it out then. You have to have it down to a stimulus response level.
That's fascinating. I hope you're paying attention to what you're hearing. Massad, I think it's very important people understand this. We talk about this on Armed American Radio week after week after week. We talk about preparation, avoidance, awareness. We talk about the combat mindset, where you need to be if you've made a decision. If you've made a decision to carry a firearm, where you need to be mentally, and I can't stress this enough, when I have you on the show, when I have Rob on the show, both of you come on a fairly regular basis, I think it's important people understand that that mental aspect is probably more important than anything else, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You'll find that, you know, as you get to the levels, we teach that any crisis is managed in three time frames. First, there's prevention. You knew it might happen. You made plans for it. You put a roadblock in place to keep it from happening. And if that works, that's obviously the ideal. Excuse me. The second level is intervention. It's happening now. For whatever reason, it could not be stopped. We stop it now where it is. We shut off the danger, we shut off the hurt, we shut off the trauma and stabilize the situation. The final level that so many people neglect, hell, so many people neglect it, some of them don't know the word for it, is postvention. It's over. We've got to pick up the pieces, we've got to console the grieving, we've got to heal the wounded. And what a whole lot of people miss is we've got to study what happened and learn the lessons to keep it from happening again. And because of that, naturally, the postvention stage is going to feed into the next cycle of prevention. And my feeling is if you had to draw a diagram of it, Mark, it would look like a circle. We tend to focus our training on the intervention level, but the fact is all three are hugely important. They're intertwined. And there's no centrifuge that we can throw this into and spin it and come out 10% this, 20% that. Every piece of the puzzle needs to be there, or we're not going to have a complete picture of success.
Massad, I probably shouldn't ask you this as we're getting ready to butt up against a break, so I'll ask it, and then when we come back, I'll get your thoughts on it. But we talk about visualizing. Rob's tip of the week was take 5 minutes. Visualize. You know, be the visual. Okay, take 5 minutes and think about this. We ask people to think about what would happen. To be aware, to be prepared. It never turns out that way in real life, does it?
It may never turn out exactly the way you visualized, but if each branch of the infinite branching of possibility is something that at least once you've thought about, you've prepared for, ideally you've trained with me or Rob or someone else on the range, there's going to be something in that computer between your ears that when this problem comes up says, we know the solution.
In other words, you're better off having prepared for it than not. When we come back, I want to get into some more detail. Ladies and gentlemen, two of the greatest experts in the world right here on your radio dial on the Armed American Radio Network, Rob Pincus and Massad Ayoub. More when we come back. Brilliant stuff. Get a notepad. Wow, I have one.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the CarArm CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22, another American-made product from Ruger.
Allegiance Ammunition presents the One Strike Round. The One Strike is designed to give fast, massive fragmentation in soft tissue. One Strike ammunition is ideal for sensitive areas where overpenetration through a structure could spell disaster. Allegiance Ammunition has developed the One Strike to be the ultimate round to use inside your home to stop a threat. To see the One Strike Round in action, visit AllegianceAmmunition.com now. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
I'm Janet Mefford, host of The Janet Mefford Show. Every week, Mark Walters and Armed American Radio defend freedom by defending our right to keep and bear arms. Like you, I cherish my constitutionally recognized right to defend myself and my family. And that's why I fill my prescription for freedom right here every week on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Not only are we filling that prescription for freedom, we are firing 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves with my sidekick, Shanto. Sean, how are you?
Not doing pretty good.
I loved it when Grossman came back and said that. I want to start with another quote here. These are incredible when you look at the political situation in this nation today. From Thomas Jefferson, "In questions of power, then, let no more be heard of confidence in man, but bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution." I wonder what he would feel about what's going on today.
Oh, he would. Look,
he's rolling over in his grave. Thomas Jefferson, Mr. Jefferson, I'm sorry.
You thought the Tea Party came unglued.
Came
unglued. See nothing.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network, Sean. Appreciate that. You're right. Somebody's coming unglued.
Yeah.
We are joined by the nation's foremost expert and a friend of mine. He just astonishes me when he's on the air with us. I literally sit here. I said I was taking notes. I should clarify, and you made me aware of it. I'm actually writing notes down on my iPad. Writing notes. So it is notes. It's modern-day note-taking, right? Let's get back to Masad. Masad, welcome back to the show, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Hey, always
good to be here, my friend.
Okay, we were talking about training. I could just sit and listen to you all day long, and I can't wait to sit in on the Mag 40 class in February.
Well, I can only say it's about time.
I'm telling you, the travel schedule. I wanted to get up with you in July in Memphis, and, you know, but here we are finally. You know, you guys are right down the road from us in October, and that class was full for months. But, you know, hey, like the Bible says, right, if you don't ask, you don't get. Right? I had to ask. I knew the answer, but I had to ask. But we're going to take it down in February, February 21st through the 24th. And there's still room in the class, ladies and gentlemen. You can find it out at MassadAyoub Group.com. Mass, the training issue, the visualization issue. You know, I was saying that, you know, it never comes out in real life the way we visualize. I remember talking with a man down in Tampa, Florida, who was robbed at a loading dock he worked at. And this was many years ago. And he said, you know, I always used to think how when it went down, I would just throw my wallet on the ground. And when he bent down to get it, I'd reach out and pull my gun. See? And, you know, he never had an opportunity to pull his gun. He was ambushed. He's lucky to be alive today. You laughed. And isn't that true? It just never works out like the macho in our head.
It's human nature. Look to the women for practicality. Look to people like your wonderful co-host and co-author, Kathy Jackson.
Right.
Did you ever notice history has shown us since the 1930s, little boys break their legs jumping off the garage roof pretending they're Superman and trying to fly, and that has never happened to a little girl in history trying to be Supergirl. We can learn from them. This may be why they live 7 years longer than us.
I've never thought about it that way. Sean, you okay back there?
I think I'm going to die.
You know what it is, Masad? He jumped off the roof last week and thought he could do it.
Whoops.
Didn't quite work that way. That's why he said his tummy hurt today when he came into work. But, no, there's truth in that, seriously. And that is obviously because we, you know, I'm guilty of it. I think we all are. You're right. It is human nature. And anybody who's made a decision to carry a firearm is probably doing, I mean, it's better to think about it, isn't it, Masad, than not?
If you don't think about it, you're a bloody fool. You're going into the talisman mentality. You know that, gee, the gun will protect me.
Right.
The gun is a piece of metal and a piece of plastic. You will protect yourself. You may or may not need the gun. You may or may not use the gun. It's one of your tools.
Okay? Well, I can tell you from personal experience, and you know this story, that you know, I pulled my firearm in 2002 on two individuals, and thank God I never had to fire it. But it is a life-changing experience. The mere intent to pull it is a life-changing experience. The thought that you might have to pull it, when you realize, when it hits you, the situation that you're in, is life-changing. It's life-altering. And I can't imagine if that scenario had unfolded differently where I was forced to fire, Masad. I can only imagine, which is why I'm looking forward to taking the Mag 20 class, the classroom portion, on the judicious use of deadly force.
Yeah, basically what we're dealing with here is not something from a script. You know, after the gunfire stops and the director yells cut, the actors don't get up and wipe the fake blood back off.
Right.
You've got to be prepared for what is literally going to be a near-death experience. If you were not in mortal danger, you would not have drawn the damn gun in the first place.
Right. It at least felt it. And isn't that where... I guess this is where the law comes into play. Let's go there for a second.
Well, one of the things you'll always hear on the internet from the macho guys is, when I'm fighting for my life, I don't want to have to worry about legal consequences. They haven't grasped the third dimension of this. The person who knows beforehand exactly what's the worst that can happen and knows how to cope with it is the one who's going to have their mind free to make the tactical decisions that are going to keep them alive. If you've pushed it to the back of your mind and said, oh, I'll worry about that after the shooting, that's kind of like the guy we've all met who, you know, is in denial and says, oh, I'll think about buying a gun after I've had an armed robbery.
Right.
Dude, it's a little bit late.
Right.
And when you're looking the thing in the face, if you're not prepared for it in all its dimensions, including the aftermath, you're going to seize up, you're going to hesitate, and it's absolutely true that he who hesitates is lost.
You know, that's the guy that might want to consider buying life insurance after the fact, too, Matt. You know, isn't this why? This is why we carry health insurance. It's why we teach. And I know you've said it many times, and you've said it on this program. It's why we teach stop, drop, and roll. It's why we have health insurance. It's why we have fire extinguisher or a pair of them, you know, spaced throughout the house, underneath the sink, in the garage. It's why we take the necessary precautions. It's why we have automobile insurance coverage.
Welcome to the planet Earth. You've got life insurance. You haven't died yet. Does that mean you lost the bet?
Exactly.
What you were paying for was the peace of mind.
Right. And the firearm can give you the peace of mind. However, we can kind of look at that the wrong way, can't we, where you go back to that mighty talisman, as you said.
Well, the peace of mind comes from knowing that you can handle it. It's
right.
Not about the gun. It's about you. The gun is the force multiplier that, in that particular gravest extreme of deadly danger, is going to give you parity with the multiple attackers, with the guy with the knife, with the guy with the gun. In the end, this whole term gunfighting is a misnomer. Guns don't fight. Men fight. The guns are simply the tools.
Masad,
Jeff Cooper was the one who popularized Steinbeck's classic statement, the mind is the weapon. All else is supplemental.
Let me ask you this along those same lines. Is the gun, in fact, the great equalizer, Masad, or is the by itself, or is the gun the great equalizer only to those who know how to use it?
The ability to use it is the equalizer. The tool does not do it. Otherwise, all we would need would be airplanes sitting on the ground and no pilots.
Ladies and gentlemen, only from the mind of Masad Ayoub, the brilliant, the man, self-defense himself, here on the Armed American Radio Network. Masad, thank you very much. We'll direct people to your website after the break. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on the show. We'll have you on again very, very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Masad Ayoub. He's brilliant. I hope you were taking notes. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. The Roundtable is next. Larry Yatch, resident Navy SEAL, will be here. In addition to David Kodria and, hopefully, Larry's wife Ann from Sealed Mindset. This is Armed American Radio. Carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll be back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Jealous me by the clamor now, baby.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Hi, this is Janet Mefford. More than 2 million people conduct spiritual searches online every single day. And through the Ministry of Global Media Outreach, they can find the good news of Jesus Christ. Global Media Outreach shares the gospel with hurting people from across the world online 24/7. But there are millions more to reach. Won't you help? With your gift of just $50, you'll help Global Media Outreach impact 500 people with the gospel online. So please call 877-578-2464. That's 877-578-2464. Please call now.